This is GamerCast, episode 283.
Ooh, release dates. This is the show recorded on the 5th of March, 2012. I'm your host, my name's Paul, and join me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello. Double wave.
Yes, double wave. Congratulations on your double wave.
I'm trying to tweet, and it's not letting me.
Trying to tweet, eh?
Tweet.
Well, I don't call it that. I call it twonk. I'm trying to twonk.
Twonk.
In it?
No.
Alright.
Now for the news.
Oh, it's on me! Sorry, I was just tweeting.
Yeah.
About the show we're recording right now.
We heard.
Mean. Okay, so to start off with the news, probably the coolest bit of news, because I've been waiting for this for some time now, because of course this game was announced back in August 2010, and that's Bioshock Infinite. Of course, the original trailer came out, I think it was August 5th. I remember the day, well, it may have been that day, it may have been slightly around. It was August though, and it was an amazing day, except for when it got to the end of the trailer and it said 2012. And I was just like, oh my god,
no.
This game's not coming out for like 2 years. However, they've finally released the...
Finally. I don't like people who say finally.
This is 2 years. That is
validation. It takes 3 or 4 years to make a game.
Yeah, but the game's been longer development than 2 years, but... It's been announced 2 years ago. Anyway, after 2 years, we now know that Bioshock Infinite is coming out on October 19th. I believe it's the 16th in Americaland, for those Americans out there. And it's October 19th for anyone in Europe. I think it's awesome. Awesome. I've been waiting for this game, like, since the trailer.
More news on the
see what they do. Hopefully it'll be at
release
E3.
Date train is of course Assassin's Creed 3, which was officially announced the other day.
Leaked announcement followed by the official one with the box art that they released. This is coming out. Were you going to say? Jeez.
No, you carry on.
Are you sure you don't want?
Assassin's Creed 3 is coming out. It's another one of these Assassin's Creed games. It's cool, yeah. You play as this guy
called Connor.
Called John Connor. Who's apparently set in the Terminator world. And you have to assassinate the Terminator.
So his name's Connor. Just like how there's Desmond Miles and all that stuff. All we know is Connor, and there's his Indian what's the terminology, what would you say? He's got a really funny name either way. That I cannot pronounce. Do you want to try and pronounce that?
Rotahaniki. That's what we're going with. That's what it is.
Rotahaniki-ton. So that he's got that name and Connor. Of course, we'll hear the name said a lot when the more trailers have been shown with some talking and stuff like that.
So this is like his Native American spirit dude who's like, I need a monk.
So the trailer itself has a date at the start, which is 1777. So I imagine, what date was it? You said like all the Civil War stuff was. It was ended in 78. You said, right? Was it?
What?
When did it start, the American Revolution stuff?
Well, the Civil War and the Revolution are two different events.
Oh.
This, if it's set in 1777, it's a year after the Declaration of Independence. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just switch to the chat room for the lulz. I need a monk. Yeah, a monk, not a Native American.
Don't be mean. So yes. So
monk.
They also announced with the release date and the trailer that it's coming out for the Wii U.
I'm a monk, man. I'm a monk, man. Turn this my show now.
For the Wii U, and the release date is October 31st, aka Halloween. Which is awesome. That's
so, it's confirmed there's a Wii U.
It's confirmed there's a Wii U,
but
they haven't
said the date for that.
They haven't confirmed what the Wii U release date is. Mm. They've said Wii U, and they've said this release date, They haven't specified what platforms come out when, because of course there's a PC version come out too, and they don't always come out the same date as the actual title, so we don't know. I'm sure more will be announced soon. I'm sure it will be at E3 playable. They always, well, I don't think Revelations was playable, but they announced it at E3, didn't they, last year. But yes, that's pretty much it for Assassin's Creed 3.
Hell yeah.
Pretty cool news. It's October 31st is a Wednesday this year. It's a worldwide release coming out everywhere on Halloween. Obviously, because they want to kind of have a memorable date for its release. Maybe.
I'd release it in 1777, the day it's set.
I can't go back in time.
While Ubisoft obviously need less of a farewell.
I'm looking forward to it. It looks cool. He's climbing trees and stuff. So obviously, AC1 and AC2 were a lot. There was a lot of climbing buildings. Whereas this, there seems to be a lot of tree climbing.
But yeah, there aren't any buildings.
There will be some buildings, won't there? It won't all be on battlefields.
There's a couple of fancy. There's a couple of fancy town halls, and then some shacks and swamps.
Yeah, so I hope you can climb to the top of a tree and then it sways around and you're like, whoa!
Oh god,
and
don't let
jump between to another tree.
Don't let
and
Peter Molyneux
jump around.
I know about this.
Why is that? What's he gonna do?
Oh, while you're climbing the tree is also growing. My name's Peter Molyneux. I didn't give this GamerCast guy a job for two reasons. One, he didn't apply for a job. Two, I didn't offer him a job. Anyway, I said hell yeah.
Yes, hell yeah. This was hell announced yeah. quite some time ago looking on the Arkedo website, who are the creators of a variety of games. They've got lots of stuff on Xbox Live indie games. They made Oh My God, a manic game for Windows Phone.
If you're going to say it, at least say it right.
You say it then.
Oh My God!
There you go. Yeah, so they recently had an agreement with Sony to release their stuff on PSN as well, which I believe we talked about back when that happened. So they've got lots of games out there already. This Hell Yeah is a partnership with Sega, and Hell Yeah will be coming out on XBLA, PSN and Windows. They haven't said if that's via Steam or some other digital download, but I imagine it probably will be Steam.
Hey, it could be via the Windows Store.
There's a trailer up, which is more of a teaser, there's no gameplay in it, but it shows kind of the visual style of Hell Yeah. It's kind of, well, their website feels more 90s, kind of grungy style cartoons. I'm thinking of one cartoon in particular, but I can't think of what it's called. But their trailer seems a lot different. You're playing, like, a devil rabbit. Shall I read what the story is?
Devil rabbit.
Do you want to know what the story is?
Yeah, a devil rabbit comes along and it's like, shut up.
So your name's Ash. I don't know if that's in any kind of linkage to Evil Dead, of course. But you're a devil rabbit called Ash, who is the Prince of Hell. And your archenemy, called Fat Rabbit, has posted your secret sex pictures all over the Hell-ternet, which is their version of the internet. And you're really annoyed with this, so you've got this kind of, like, drill piece that revolves and you kind of grab onto and spin along, and you're trying to kill this Fat Rabbit guy, and you kill anyone else in your path, pretty much. So it seems like a kind of a hack and slashy game, but not really hack and slash, but kind of a kill everything kind of thing. It could be kind of cool. It'd be nice to see some actual gameplay, because that will sell me on it if it looks cool. So yeah, a nice new partnership for Sega making that. Then we've got Zone of the Enders HD Collection news. So this is another thing in our release date train, as you might call it. And so of course, like, it's less of the release date train, mainly because there's no confirmed release date. But the Zoe HD Collection, whatever you want to call it, well, not Collection, Collectors Collection, was announced back at E3 last year, I believe. It may have been E3, or around E3, when they announced the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection as well. And there was no release date for Zoe. Zoe, for anyone that hasn't played it, is Zone of the Enders. There were two games on the PlayStation 2 specifically released. There was also one on Game Boy Advance, I believe, if that was ever released. I didn't have a copy, I don't think. But there was Zone of the Enders and Zone of the Enders Second Runner. Second Runner didn't sell as well because it had a really small release, so it was actually quite a rare title. So you might not have been able to pick it up and give it a play. So this collection merges 1 and 2 together, has achievements, trophies, is being slightly remastered to look nicer. They've also said they're kind of making the sound quality better, or screwing with the sound a bit. Hopefully that means all the original music is still in it, because they have some great pieces of music in there, which I very much enjoy listening to still. But yeah, that's kind of it. Another HD collection for Konami. That's their third now that they'll be adding to their collection. Metal Gear, of course, came out maybe a month ago now, and then we've got Silent Hill coming out soon, and now Zoe will be coming out this autumn for PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360.
Fantastic.
Also, just to add on to that kind of little bit of snippet of Konami news, I will also mention that recently Konami's Silent Hill titles have been given a few delays. So they've all had confirmed release dates. However, now Downpour, which is the Silent Hill 6, which is coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, is now coming out on March 13th. And HD Collection will also now be out on March 20th.
Yeah, someone asked for that.
And the Book of Memories, which is the Vita exclusive made by WayForward, I believe, is coming out March 27th. So they've slightly slipped a little bit, but not a huge amount, because they will still come out in March, just a little bit later. But the HD Collection is well cheap if you look on the internet. About £22 on most websites. That's Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill 3. However, with remastered audio for Silent Hill 2, so not too sure on how well it's going to be.
It could suck.
So next up, a small little thing. On Live are kind of expanding and doing a kind of indie development showcase. So they're having a 2-week kind of window from today, was back a few days back, until March 11th. You can play the lineup of 16 IGF nominated games through On Live. Just be able to play them for free, I believe. Yeah, for free. 16 games, Atom Zombie Smasher, which is actually already available on Steam, and you may have bought it in sales, I've got a copy of that. Be Good, Botanicula, DS, The Dust Force, English Country Tune, that sounds delightful. English Country Tune. Frozen Synapse, FTL, Loom, Nitronic Rush, Once Upon a Space Time, I like that, that sounds nice. Pop, Space Jam, To the Moon, Torren, T-O-R-E-N, Torren, and Way. Each of those games you can play a 30-minute demo for. In some of those games' cases, that may be a large portion of the game, depending on how fast you rush through it. But, yeah. Also, anyone who would like to buy any of those games, the IGF games are on sale with a 75% off discount from the starting day of GDC, which was today.
Oh, was it?
GDC starts today. Which is why there were a few game kind of announcements, really.
Oh, really? I thought people were just bored.
Let's announce some stuff. A little bit of Cinemora news. I still don't know if I've said that right.
Cinemuru. Why are we talking about this on every episode?
We're not. We haven't spoken about this for ages. Ages.
Oh, yeah. One quick search. Hold on.
Oh, look at that.
So we haven't talked about it since episode 275.
Nearly 10 episodes there.
That can't be right.
So they have announced Digital Reality and Grasshopper, of course the two people making / publishing it, have announced a release date and a price for Cinemora. It's going to be out on March 21st, which is, of course, in about 2 weeks' time, just over 2 weeks' time, and it will be 1,200. Why did that sound weird when I said it? 1,200 Microsoft points, and it's a shmup, and it looks amazing. It's a diesel punk style shooter. If you check it out, it's really cool. The characters are anthropomorphic, which some people may not like because the whole kind of furry stuff. But the characters do look really cool. So if you have a look on our website, we've done a lot of coverage on it, and you can check it out because I think it looks wicked. I can't believe I just said wicked. What am I, like, from the 90s or something?
Wicked.
I need a breath.
Total War. Battles.
There's an S on the end of it.
Well, my show notes clearly say
there is battle. Got an S on the end.
Well, man.
Total War Battles. So Sega and Creative Assembly have announced that they have a new Total War digital team that are making the a game called Total War Battles. They haven't really said too much on it.
Only that they're doing it.
They're going to announce specific launch platforms and the first game in the series near in the future.
We want to release on Windows.
They want to... So, like, they've said about... There's, like, a quote here as well. They're saying that the Total War Battles is not the traditional Total War you might expect. We are working on a title that is specifically tailored to the play styles and control methods of mobile platforms. We want to deliver a game that plays to the strengths of handheld RTS mechanics and perfectly adapts to a host of different platforms. We're developing in Unity to help us achieve stunning visuals, gameplay, and audio on all our target devices.
We want Windows Phone release.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's pretty cool. Obviously, they kind of want to branch out to war, I suppose. But it'll be interesting in the near future.
So is this actually being developed at CA, or have they just got someone in like Japan to do it or something?
It says here. It says Creative Assembly. And for the last 12 months, their digital team has been extensively prototyping technology and making sense of exactly what a Total War game on mobile would feel and look like. Would look and feel like.
Just ask me, I would have told them what it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to be like June 2. Don't mess with perfection.
Okay.
Let's talk about Sly Cooper thieving Git in time.
So, they have announced a new Sly Cooper game. This is not being made by Sucker Punch. Of course, Sucker Punch more recently have been making...
I found some cool boxing gloves at work today.
Infamous games.
They came in the delivery on Saturday, I guess.
Were they for the Wii game?
No, they're not proper boxing gloves, but I manufactured them into boxing gloves. So I can punch a wall.
Okay. And you're... So Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. Currently, Thieves in Time is a working title. It's quite close to
Crack in Time
and a few other things out there already with the title. It's being developed by Sanzaru Games, and it's a new Sly Cooper game. I think it'd be quite interesting because, of course, we haven't seen one since the PS2, which there were three of, I believe. And of course, there was the very recent kind of HD collection of Sly Raccoon. For anyone who never had the chance to play it on the PS2, it's got, as you may guess from the title, Thieves in Time. It's got a large emphasis on time traveling and puzzles and stuff like that. I mean, it's a usual Sly game, but it's for the PS3, and they're trying to change it around a bit. It'll also be available in 3D because it's a PS3 game. So, did you just put you over me?
Oh, what's this about Retro Gamer?
So Retro Gamer are, well, them and Imagine Publishing, their publisher, they're celebrating their 100th issue, which comes out this month apparently. And what they've decided to do is, with anyone who buys issue 100, they get a reprint of the first issue. Which is quite a nice thing. As it's a reprint, you won't be getting the exact same kind of old one. Maybe if they found some mistakes in there, they might have edited them, who knows. But it doesn't mean that anyone who's got issue one will kind of devalue it now. But it will be a nice thing to have, because then you can kind of compare issue one of Retro Gamer to issue 100. Of course, it hasn't been running for that long, as they've only had 100 issues. But Retro Gamer's not a bad magazine, if you ask me. I've never really been one to buy it, though. I prefer Games TM's Retro Corner stuff, and I believe, unless I'm wrong, Retro Gamer was kind of a spin-off of that. But like Retro Gamer launched back in 2004, I believe. But that was by Live Publishing, and then Imagine acquired them in 2005. You're a little bit noisy there. You seem to have some interference there.
Well, unfortunately, when I have such when the budget for GamerCast is so low, this is what happens. Like, if someone just gave me £50, I could, one, guarantee that the YouTube and live streams would never have corrupted audio because I could buy a new sound card. And two, we might be able to get, like, a camera that doesn't do this. Like, look at it.
My camera's better. My camera.
I'll fix it.
My lovely Xbox Live Vision camera, which works a treat. Yes, so if you buy issue 100, you'll get 216 pages of retro awesomeness, as opposed to the usual half of that. A small thing, although a very expensive thing as well, I was kind of... Oh, actually, you popped those in there, so maybe not. So, Microsoft had a showcase recently, just prior to GDC. Stupid hair on my face. Where they showed off a load of stuff. Halo 4 specifically. There's a behind the scenes video available on Halo Waypoint's website. Are you having fun there? So of course Halo 4 is coming out at some point in this year. Halo 4 will most probably be on show at E3. Have you looked up any Halo 4 stuff?
Well, I've seen the video.
What's it like?
I don't know, it's 4 minutes long. It's got all the team people, yeah, and they're talking about the game.
Oh, just behind the scenes video.
Yeah. So it shows a bit of gameplay, mainly multiplayer, I actually think. So they've shown two maps in it. One of them is a lame ass arena style map with a lot of verticality to it.
Do you don't like verticality?
No. Keep your feet on the ground.
Of course, it makes you easier prey for snipers, but. Verticality can be good.
And then the other map was set, they said it was set in a factory that was building a giant mech. Blood Gulch! We want Blood Gulch!
Blood Gulch.
We don't want this lame-o indoor stuff. We want... Look, all it needs is one multiplayer map. Blood Gulch. We don't need anything else. Nothing else at all. And we need a warthog that handles like the Halo 1 warthog. Not the dumbed-down warthog for the noobs who tried to play Halo 2. No offense, noobs. So they basically said it's going to be bigger, more awesome, better graphics, better, they're going to redo everything. So we're not going to be reusing any graphics from like Halo Reach or 3 or anything like that. Good. So yeah, we'll know more at E3, and you can obviously check out GamerCast during E3 for our coverage when Catherine will be playing it hands-on by beating people up in her way and going, give me the game, fool.
Well, I imagine they'll probably do a playthrough at the press conference.
And obviously it's coming out end of this year. 2012.
Yep.
Halo 4. Continuation from Halo 3. So we will know what the Master Chief is up to in the middle of nowhere when that big-ass shit comes and Cortana wakes him up. As we saw in like the
teaser trailer at E3 last year.
They've also announced Microsoft that is have announced Forza Horizon. I actually don't know anything about this yet.
So
I'm going to turn to my colleague, Catherine, who apparently is a car expert.
Yeah, I'm well street with cars. I know nothing about cars.
So from what my understanding is, this is basically an arcade Forza game.
Forza Horizon is a fast-paced pick-up-and-play racing game that which is the newest entry, of course, into the Forza franchise. It's going to be available this autumn and is created in partnership with acclaimed, apparently, racing development studio Playground Games. So no Turn 10 for this. However, Turn 10 are working on other things, which Paul's actually writing right now. So this spring, 1010 have been working on a Porsche expansion pack for Forza 4. It contains 30 modern and classic Porsche vehicles.
Yeah, so basically...
Seven of which are new to the Forza franchise.
Basically, the scum that is Electronic Arts have an exclusive license on Porsche until recently, which is why Forza 3 had them, but not Forza 4. Which I found out actually only the other day, and I was like, WTF, man. Where's my 911? Where is it too, man? I want my classic 911. You know, it's a nice car. But it's not there. But now, in May, you can have it in the game. Great.
Mm-hmm.
for only 10,000 Microsoft points. Actually, hopefully it'll be cheaper than that. Like 400 Microsoft points? No, free. Yeah. Microsoft have also announced Fable Heroes. Yep. So is Peter Molyneux actually working on this?
It's a Lionhead game.
Yeah, but is Peter Molyneux involved in the development of this?
It's a Lionhead game.
Yeah, but Peter Molyneux doesn't like work. He's like the creative director at Microsoft Studios.
Who knows what he's working on?
That's his title.
Who knows? So Fable Heroes is a fresh spin on the Fable franchise with an action-packed hack-and-slash adventure. So have you looked at the screenshots?
I've seen some screenshots. Yeah. If you're trying to show people, give me the link and I will show them properly.
Well, there's better pictures elsewhere. So it's kind of got a creative vibe to it. The characters are kind of ragdoll-esque. Not in, if you hit them, they fall like ragdoll physics. They have kind of the kind of homemade look to them. They haven't got like proper feet. They kind of taper at the end and become like a doll's foot. It's a whole mix of visual styles. It's not very Fable looking at all.
Now, if you can see that in the chat room, that is what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
I don't like that screenshot. There's so much in it that just doesn't look in place.
But what about Oggy?
Well, it's just mainly that little dude hitting his hammer down with a broken heart looks so different to that flying beetle thing. Mm-hmm. And everything else just looks a little out of place. It could be cool, I don't know. Of course, it depends on what they do with it. So it seems to be kind of a mix, as some places are saying, between Mario Party and Fable. So it's kind of got a board game style thing to it, or a theme to it as well, along with mini games from some of the screenshots they look at. So you can see the characters in little mine carts, so it looks like a mini game. But there's also bosses and stuff like that, and well-known characters from the Fable series. Yeah, I guess they're just trying to do something new with it, or trying to, of course, appeal to a different audience that Fable doesn't appeal to. Because, of course, Fable is kind of gritty, especially Fable 3, like the kind of English work houses and prostitution and stuff like that. And, you know, Fable. and this is, like, the total opposite. So it could do good for them, or it could maybe be a bit weird.
Well, obviously, the Fable fans are going to be like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, but obviously they're not going for the Fable fans in this.
They're
going
to
be like,
help out with other people. And
let's try and broaden the appeal of Xbox to more casual family-related gaming.
Of course, this does kind of fall flat on itself in a way, because you get less families, I believe, buying titles of Xbox Live. Because usually, you know, you'll get your family going to a shop and they pick a game that they want to buy. It may work well with Xbox Live,
well,
I don't know. I don't know how many kind of families.
They're not
do
exactly going to charge 40 quid for a retail.
No, they're not. That's
they
the
could,
thing.
However, bundle it on Xbox 360s at the end of this year. So you get it there on preloaded on the Xbox.
That's very true.
You know.
So as well as the Fable news,
nothing stopping them from doing
they
that.
Announced a few other things from this Xbox showcase. One, for example. So it was mainly exclusivities that they've got. I'm not going to mention. Well, there's some Operation Raccoon City stuff.
We didn't want to talk about
it. It says program the Nemesis and unleash devastating attacks on your opposing squad in an exclusive 5th online cooperative multiplayer versus battle. That is a mouthful. Online competitive multiplayer versus battle. Available only on Xbox 360.
Can we shorten that somehow?
OCMVB. OCMVB.
Osbum.
As well as that, some Gears of War stuff. So, Forces of Nature map pack coming out March 27th. 5 maps, new characters, new weapon skins, and 250G available with it as well. And also on March 27th, Gears of War will be available on Games On Demand. Dragon's Dogma, this actually has something quite cool to it. So Dragon's Dogma is Capcom's kind of foray into Western RPGs as such. At least that's the kind of the vibe I'm getting from it. It did really well at E3. They had like one pod for it or two pods for it, and they were constantly packed because they didn't think it was going to be as popular as it was. So it's kind of a more fantastical fantasy, not fantastical, a fantasy RPG, which, you know, is kind of the opposite to a JRPG in some ways, in most ways. But anyone who buys Dragon's Dogma, you will get a token that allows you to download the Resident Evil 6 demo on Xbox Live 60 days earlier than any other platform. That's a whole month. On starting from July 3rd.
2 months.
Oh yeah, sorry. 60 days. I'm tired. Yeah, that's a bit of a slip. Yeah, 2 months in advance. Which is pretty cool for anyone who's a 360 owner out there. Mm-hmm. Then they showed some new Journey screenshots, so Fable the Journey. They just kind of try to big up all the Kinect upcoming things. However, I think one of the coolest things, have I got that? Yeah, that's on there. So Minecraft's coming out spring. I imagine they said that back at E3 when they announced it was coming out. We're already talking about Fable Heroes. I think the coolest thing is Diabolical Pitch, which is Suda/Grasshopper's upcoming XBLA title. It's coming out April 4th. It's a connected title for XBLA. They're doing a Xbox 360 Kinect Family Bundle, which comes with a 4GB slim Xbox 360 in white, I must add, with a Kinect sensor, 360 wireless controller, and some Kinect Family titles for £250. And then the coolest stuff is they actually did some Windows Phone announcements.
Yeah, so the thing with the thing is, so I forget.
They're releasing Carcassonne, or Carcassonne, however you want to pronounce it.
Card game with the...
Yeah, it's got to do with meeples and getting land and castles and villages and cloisters.
I can't remember
So, cool game. Audio on XBLA and a variety of other platforms, and it's coming out to Windows Phone. Also, Civilization Revolution, Dodonpachi, which is a cave shooter, so some shmup action. Geo Defense Swarm, which I believe must be the sequel to Geo Defense. Mm-hmm. Gerbil Physics, which is like Angry Birds but with gerbils. Pinball FX2.
Hey, that's on Windows 8.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. It has, well, apparently.
It's one of the preloaded games.
It connects
games.
The scores, with the 360 version, which I guess has come out. Pirates, as in Sid Meier's Pirates, the awesome PC game that came out many moons ago. Pro Evolution Soccer 2012, Shoot One Up, and Wordament. So yeah, that was quite a huge foray of announcements from Microsoft. I'm sure Paul got very bored from me just reading some stuff. There was loads more news, but I kind of just grabbed a few bits. Next up, some news that interests me and other product collectors out there, but it's a bit too pricey for my liking. So Ghostlight, who are a publisher in the UK, they've released Persona 2, 3, Trails in the Sky. And they also released the old Shin Megami titles on PlayStation 2. And they also released Agarest Generations of War Zero on PlayStation 3. And as a kind of cool thing to want to do for their fans, as well as for the Japan Tsunami Appeal, because all the money, all the profits they make is going to be going to the Japan Tsunami Appeal stuff. They are selling the Agarest Generations of War Zero Collector's Edition, which is an ultimate collector's edition, which is £500. It's quite pricey. What it is, it's really nice though. So, it's a big kind of in a frame, and you get all the discs framed, and it's got all special collector stuff in there, and I think something signed as well. They put a picture on their blog of it mainly because they had one. And they said, wow, look at this. And then everyone apparently replied back saying, oh my god, that's so cool, I want one too. So they're selling 15 of them. They're very limited, and they're signed and framed. And, yeah, £500. They will be coming soon on the website. They will be offering shipping throughout power regions. So probably not to America. And yeah, it's a nice thing. I would buy one if I could afford to pay £500, but I can't. But it's quite a nice kind of offering to allow people to have that kind of collection. Next up, Tropico 4. So here's the real one. Tropico 4 Modern Times. So they're releasing an expansion pack for Tropico 4 called Modern Times. It kind of adds new fantastical structures, so big skyscrapers and lots of other new things to it. It's coming out on 360 and PC. On 360 it's going to be 1,200 Microsoft points. On PC, about £20. Comes out March 27th on 360 and 23rd of March for PC.
Ooh, aye.
I watched the trailer. It looks like they're adding quite a bit of stuff. I can't remember what it made me think of when I watched the trailer.
Fidel Castro?
No, it didn't, because it looked like a really new kind of SimCity style city. It didn't look like Tropico in my eyes. Or what I imagine Tropico is like.
Is there a buff? I hope they pay him money for the likeness. In other news, Blizzard Entertainment are laying off 600 employees.
Yep.
Blizzard do not anticipate this will massively affect their game development areas, but will affect support staff and IT people running all their data servers, etc.
I mean, to be fair, Blizzard employ thousands upon thousands of people, so it's not going to have such a drastic effect on their workforce. They have said about 10% are from game development, but they might have been people that maybe aren't that good, or something like that. Or perhaps the people even left themselves to go work somewhere else. You never know.
Blizzard,
of course, all over the world, because they've got studios in a few places. So I'm sure those people will be able to find some jobs, because 600 people is quite a few people. However, there aren't that many places that have spaces for customer-style relations things, really.
Nope.
I suppose WoW just had too many.
Well, less people are playing WoW, so they're not going to keep all the servers up. Because it makes it seem like you're joining one server. I'm joining Steamboat Cartel. Steamboat Cartel isn't one box in a rack. You know, it's duplicated and load balanced. So it's,
so they don't need all the people to help out.
The chat room says three big releases coming up. Releases spelt wrong. And still cutting back staff seems odd. Yeah, well, they got to think about their bottom line, haven't they? They're a business. That's capitalism.
Yeah, that's how businesses think. So next up, Blades of Time has been given a new trailer. This was announced a little while back. So anyone who remembers a game called X-Blade with
on
a
PS2.
What?
Was it on PS2?
It was on 360.
Oh. What am I thinking of on PS2?
With Blade in the title?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Okay, never mind.
X-Blade has a girl with not many clothes on. She's kind of wearing a bikini thing.
Do we have a picture to this?
You could probably find a picture very easily. Oh, I don't have a picture in there though. Oh,
fine, we'll just show a picture of this car.
She doesn't wear many clothes and it's kind of a hack and slash. So, yes, Charlotte, they are releasing a sequel to that.
Yes, thank you, chat room. That's what we're about to mention.
Blades of Time, being released by Konami, features around the same girl from X-Blade, which is Ayumi. And she once again finds herself in a hostile kind of environment. Hostile. This time, in the fantasy realm of Dragonland. And she must kill everyone with her quick slashing dual katana attacks. She's also good with firearms. And she also has the ability to rewind time while also not wearing many clothes. This time round, however, she is more kind of... Well, they've kind of gone for a more realistic look. Unlike X-Blades, which was slightly more cartoony. And this time, I don't know, the kind of art of it reminds me of probably a PS2 game, I think. I don't know, the kind of colouring of the image reminds me of something. But she does look quite different, and this is coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 on March 6th. As you can see there, that's what she looks
like.
There
you go.
So this is the new, the sequel to X-Blades, I suppose. It's once again made by Gaijin, who are the guys that, Gaijin Entertainment, I believe, who are the guys that did the original. Sixth of March. That is the American release date, of course, because that's tomorrow. So not entirely sure on when it's coming out in the UK, because it's not on our release schedules. Yeah, she does actually, I suppose. Wait, clothes-wise, wrong. Maybe, I don't know, whatever. The treatment of the image
stop
reminds me of
getting distracted
else.
By the chat room.
Yeah, the chat room. Nintendo have announced they're making Pokemon Black and White version 2. So this is Pokemon Black version 2 and Pokemon White version 2. They are not 3DS games, they are...
So what's the difference?
They are Nintendo DS games. Pokemon Black and White did very good. They haven't really said a huge amount of what they're adding to it. They've said that fans can anticipate plenty of new surprises when the game's launched this year. More details will be announced throughout the year, and they have had like a first look at the new characters. But the legendary Pokemon's the same for both games, but one's a black one and one's a white one, I believe. I kind of stopped playing Pokemon when Gold and Silver came out. I think Gold and Silver were really the last ones I played. I did get Diamond and Soul Silver, but I don't know, they just feel the same. Red was good. I liked Red. I finished Red all the way through. I liked that, but I don't know. It just feels weird as well that it's not 3DS. That kind of means something, doesn't it?
Yeah, they haven't it means got, they Gravity haven't got. Rush is coming.
Gravity Rush, which was announced to be coming out only on digital download in the UK, is now getting a physical release. This is a PlayStation Vita game that is coming out on the 13th of June this year. It's been out in Japan for about a month now. You can import it, however, it's fully in Japanese. The Chinese version as well, from what I have read, doesn't include English in the game itself, so you wouldn't be able to understand it unless you can speak it. And yeah, I think that's pretty cool that it's coming out as a physical platform, well, a physical game, as well as a digital version as well. Gravity Rush is like a cel-shaded kind of... I'm not sure what it is. I watched a trailer for it. It kind of looks like it might be action-y, but it uses the motion sensor and the touch screen. The motion sensor seems to be the main thing, especially with Gravity, as you may guess from the title. But it's a really nice looking game. Another kind of Vita piece of news, but it's also PS3 news. Retro City Rampage is coming out on PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And Vita, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like an old school open world arcade style game full of like platforming adventure. Like a friend told me about it a while back, kind of also almost when it was just announced, and was really looking forward to it. It's kind of got a kind of a GTA feel, but it's also lots of different things mixed into one. It's kind of one for fans of retro style games, because if you look at the screenshots, good job. They're quite small, but you can kind of get a gist of what the game looks like. But yeah, that's pretty cool. They haven't said a release date or a price yet, but it will be out on the Vita and on the PlayStation 3. As you see there, it does have a very old school kind of look to it.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So last week, everyone would have heard this.
The team consists of a mid-sized Kotos aircraft in charge of electronic warfare, and a mid-sized Gygis aircraft in charge of close-range air defense.
Dan Windsor got this right.
Dan Windsor?
Yeah, Dan Windsor.
Damn.
The answer was Ace Combat 6, Fires of Liberation, or whatever it is.
Did we not have someone guess it on the YouTube as well?
I'm supposed to know.
I'll have a look. Shall I?
I don't manage the YouTube. I manage the podcast.
I know. I manage the YouTubes. The YouTubes. Jeez. What was my guess? I didn't even have a guess, did I?
I don't know. Let me move all the stuff around the way.
No, I didn't have a guess. It says nothing. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, X... Should I do Kiss Kiss? Kiss Kiss, Big Boss, Kiss Kiss, MGS, Kiss Kiss. Or XX, Big Boss, XX, MGS, XX. I could have done it with actual kisses.
Do you want to send that to me so I can put it in the show notes?
Yep. They guessed Ace Combat 6, Fires of Liberation.
Oh, that's wrong. The answer was Ace Combat 7, Fires of Baghdad. Windsor wants to know, why is it damn when I get it mm-hmm. right? Shut up, Windsor. You fool. So yeah, grats to Windsor and XX Big Boss XX MGS XX. Hoping out.
So someone who likes Metal Gear.
Or Microsoft Game Studios.
But what's Big Boss got to do with Microsoft Game Studios?
Big Boss there. This week, Sonic... Actually, I've already forgotten what this week's is.
You always forget what it is.
Let me see if I can remember what it is.
Rack your brain. Brain.
Let's hear it and I'll see if I remember. Clues. Big release. It's a big release like last year. Many platforms, like Xbox, PS3, Wii.
Any other clues?
No.
Have I got it?
Don't think so. It's not a big release as in Catherine has to buy it immediately.
No PlayStation then?
No.
But it has a spelling error in it. Or you spelled something wrong.
Or I deliberately put that there to throw you.
Go
on, people.
Big release on...
Lego Pirates. What was the Lego Pirates
Lego Pirates was the year before.
So Charlotte's immediately wrong. And she's also wrong.
Caribbean. I don't get any other clues. Was it a first? Was the game like a first in its thing? As in, was there no prior game before it in a series or anything like that?
Kind of. There kind of was.
So I kind of want to say Disney Universe. Because that sounds kind of platformy. But then that doesn't make sense why there's a spelling mistake in the thing. Because that came out last year. Multiple platforms. And unless it's Skylanders, I didn't really know. What really? I haven't played either of those games.
Come on, you have to guess.
Well, I'll go with Disney Universe. I'll hope that I don't have whatever the game is, and then feel like a noob. Mainly because I haven't played it or something like that.
So if you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net or leave a comment on the YouTube video down there. Or the blog, where if you leave a comment there, I will probably read it. It's gamercast.net/episode-283- What's this episode called? Release.
Oh,
and it might have dash dates on the end as well, depending on how many words get cut off.
I thought it was, ooh, new releases.
New releases this week. Obviously, the big one is Mass Effect.
Mass Effect 3 is, of course, come out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. The Xbox 360 version also has Kinect support, of course, which means instead of choosing your dialogue trees by pressing the A button, you can say them instead, or have someone else say them and ruin it and get you renegade points when you don't want them.
Yep, so this is another Mass Effect game, whoopie doodah. We've also got Street Fighter X Tekken, which is apparently what happens when a Tekken character goes to Mortal Kombat Land, gets beaten up, and then goes to try and beat up on Street Fighter instead.
So this is coming out on Xbox 360 and PS3. It may be coming out on PC as well. I don't think it is. It's not coming out on the Vita.
It's coming out on 3DS.
Mm,
might be coming out on 3DS as well. We've also got Sims 3 Showtime coming out. This is another Sims 3 big expansion pack.
Yeah, this is making it so you can have, like...
Showtime.
Well, it's...
Like gamer cats.
It's got some woman on the front, hasn't it?
Katy Perry on it.
There you go, Kate. You know who it is. I don't even know who the hell... Who's Katy Perry? Some kind of
singer?
Some singer. Okay, so it allows your Sims
say singer in a loose sense.
Okay. It allows your Sims to live their dreams as singers, performers, magicians, and DJs.
Magicians? Aren't legend? I'm a good magician. I can make this drink disappear. Look.
Is that by drinking it?
That's gone. And the beauty thing is, in like 12 hours, it will reappear.
Street Fighter X Tekken is not coming out on 3DS.
Oh, that's a shame.
The Windows version is coming out slightly later, in May. And the Vita version is coming out this fall.
Okay. What's this Unit 13?
So Unit 13 is a Vita title. It's a third-person shooter, if I believe right. There is a demo up on the PlayStation Store. If you would like to give it a go before you buy it. This is, of course, the first Vita game to come out after the release. However, there is another one a little bit later on in our notes as well.
Great.
But I haven't actually even had the chance to play the demo yet. But if you have a Vita, give it a play, because you might enjoy it, and then there's a new game that you can buy for your console.
We've also got Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D. This is, of course, a Game Boy game.
So this is a re-release of Snake Eater from the PlayStation 3, slightly remastered to work on the Nintendo 3DS. Nice depth kind of perception with foliage and stuff like that, and things in the background and foreground. And as Paul showed, it's one of the ones that kind of works well with the dual sticks, so the side-on attachment thingamajig.
Well, it's less that and more this.
There's a demo available on Nintendo's store if you want to download it and give it a play. However, if you're a Metal Gear Solid fan, you kind of know what it is, and you'll either want to buy it or you won't. Of course, if you don't really want to play Metal Gear Solid on the go, because it's not really the kind of game you can pick up and play, it's not the ideal handheld game, but you can always pick up the Metal Gear HD collection, because that's got Snake Eater on it as well. Just as a bit of advice if you don't want to buy it for the 3DS. And then we've got the X3 Albion Prelude Terran War Pack.
Mm-hmm. This X3 is, of course, a legendary game.
Yeah. This has in it the Terran Conflict, as well as the Albion Prelude 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
X3 is, of course, a space game.
Is this a retail release? Or
this is a retail
just
release.
Just Steam.
This retail. It might already be out on Steam.
Probably.
Then we've got Azura's Wrath. So this is Capcom's second release this week, which is kind of, well, if you play the demo, it's a mass QTE kind of fight thing, which is kind of odd. But apparently, it takes the player on a journey, which is kind of like episodic gameplay. So they say each kind of thing's a bit different to the other. Apparently, it's good. I'm not 100% sold from playing the demo, though. But it's coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. It's kind of a fantastical thing. A huge kind of sense of scale in it as well. Then we've got Adam's Venture 3 Revelations. This is the third and final Adam's Venture title, which is a Christian-friendly adventure game series where there's no violence and there is kind of an overarching kind of plot to do, which is slightly, I suppose, Christian-related.
Christian,
it's made in the Unreal 3 engine and looks fab.
By Christian friendly.
It's non-violent gameplay.
What's that got to do with Christians? With pacifists.
Well, I think the company themselves are quite Christian in their ways. Either way, it was always kind of advertised as that. They're good games. Well, the first one didn't look as good as
the second one.
The second one was really good.
You've been shocked.
And I'm interested in what this third one's going to be like, because it's also going to, of course, end off the series, so hopefully they'll
Jesus
go on with
had days like these.
Then we've got another Vita release coming out, which is Lego Harry Potter Years 5-7. This is Lego Harry Potter Years 5-7. This is, of course, not
the
including Deathly Hallows, because Deathly Hallows was 8.
And 8.1. What are you looking at? We've also got I Am Alive.
They say it has got Deathly Hallows in it.
Now what? It's not. That's a mistake.
Well, it's years 5 to 7. I thought 5 to 7 was...
5 to 7 order, is all of them, but...
Half-Blood.
Deathly Hallows and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Well, the stuff I copied my info from claims it does actually have that Deathly Hallows in it, but I'm pretty sure they hadn't done that.
The other games didn't.
Yeah. Lego Harry Potter for the Vita. This may be the first good handheld iteration of one of the Lego games. I'm not entirely sure on how well it's handled.
The DS ones obviously just suck.
Yeah, the DS ones have always been 7's Hallows.
Really?
I'm sure 8 was Hallows. Am I getting my numbers wrong? Or actually no, am I thinking of Part 2 as number 8?
Okay, Dex Luthor says 7 is Deathly Hallows. Since Catherine worked on the games, we obviously can just ignore her advice because she obviously doesn't know anything about them. Can we move on to the next thing, please?
I Am Alive is coming out. This is, of course, Ubisoft Shanghai's long-awaited survival horror set in a dystopian... Oh, there you go. Hey, it's Part 2. Dystopian... environment, gas masks, people trying to kill you, bluffing with guns, looks amazing. Coming out next XBLA, 1,000 German maximum points.
It's also in Microsoft's February March offer where if you buy that.
Yeah, the house party.
And a bunch of other games, you get 800 points.
If you buy the last 4 releases, which includes I Am Alive, you will get 800 Microsoft points for free, is it? Yeah. However, Nexus didn't look that great, and I haven't gotten Warp, and I haven't even bought American Nightmare yet either.
No. Lastly, Twisted Metal.
Yes, Twisted Metal, PS3, new Twisted Metal game. Last one was online. Was it online or black? The one on the PS2 that had network play.
Network play.
Mm-hmm. I believe that was the last Twisted Metal. At least over in the UK anyway. And yeah, so they've brought it over to the PS3, tried to make it as nice as possible. I know Charlotte and Tim played at E3 last year. So I was doing money thing.
The Monez.
So one thing just to say with Harry Potter, as Dex Luthor has said in the chat room, 7 is Deathly Hallows. I was thinking Part 2 of Deathly Hallows is number 8. So of course years 5 to 7 does include Deathly Hallows, it's all of Phoenix, Half-Blood Prince and Deathly Hallows. I just would have thought that they didn't have the license to do it so quickly.
Oh, aye. Are we done?
Yeah.
Good. Feedback at gamercast.net. If you want to make the show more entertaining, feel free to leave feedback on how you can do that. If you want to give us money, I'm open to money. If you want to give us games, we're open to having games to review. What else?
I don't think you have to ask for games. Who's going to give us games? We get games anyway.
Yeah, but what are games I want?
Then you buy them.
Nah, no ball with buying games. I don't do that.
I buy games.
Nah. Anyway, I'll click the music then if we're all done.
Yeah, we're done, so we'll catch you all next week. Bye.